We're going to be taking your calls right now. Joint account nightmare stories. What is your joint account nightmare story when you were in a relationship, whether married or just really into the person, to decide you're going to go to the bank together and open up an account together? All right,
602-805-0101.
Stems from this big story coming out where this guy divorced his lady because she decided to go to their joint account and pull out some money for a Chris Brown experience. A Chris Brown experience to where you're pulled up on stage. And you know how Chris Brown does, Sienna.
Oh, yeah. He does not hold back. He is grinding on these ladies, kissing up on them if he can. It gets crazy.
Yeah.
It's dry intercourse is what it is.
Yeah. He takes it as far as he can go for what a public audience can watch.
She was taking it. Boy. So he worked nights. He worked late nights. And his friends who happened to be in the concert were video recording her on stage, sending to him like, yo, your wifey's on stage.
Oof.
So obviously he has some words for his wifey, because that's one thing, right? Like, dude, you're on stage getting grinded on by Chris Brown. First of all, why?
Yeah.
Second of all, how? And she explained she paid for the experience. And he asked her, well, how did you pay for this? And probably under her breath, like, from our account. She pulled out $20,000.
That's crazy.
Good God.
To get this experience. Day after, he filed for divorce.
He was that quick.
I mean, there's a couple things here. You got to have boundaries. I don't know if that constitutes cheating. That's another debatable conversation. But she basically stole $20,000 from the account. That's how I'm going to call it, because if you're not letting your purse know, hey, I'm pulling out $20,000, not because you wrecked a car or anything, to dance and get grinded up by Chris Brown, I think that's grounds for removal. Because obviously with a man's ego, you're embarrassed. Everyone's sending you the video of your wife getting grinded on by Chris Brown and you're working nights. So you funded that. So, what is your joint account nightmare? Do you and your husband Ivan have a joint account, Sienna?
No, we've had this conversation a few times, and I will say I'm smarter with my money versus my husband. He likes to treat his younger self who grew up poor. So, he's a lot more like, I'll just buy it. He's more of an impulsive shopper.
Right.
So, I let him have his own money. I have mine. And then when we pay our bills, that's when we come together. But other than that, we're staying separate.
And did you have that conversation before you got married?
Yes. Yeah, gotcha. We had it before. Yeah.
Have you ever had a joint account, JD?
No, and I'll never have a joint account.
Never.
It'll never happen, man. Money's just one of those tricky things where I just don't believe that is safe. Because you, unfortunately, even though forever is what you put in your vows, you know, when you get married, I just, coming from a divorced household, I don't believe it. And I feel like money is just one of those, like, non-negotiables.
It's the root of all evil.
It's the root of all evil. Yeah, I really do think that.
I've been married twice. One, I was really young, too young to get married. And we had a little joint account, but we were both just making it. So I think our joint account, I think we had like $300-$400 for a rainy day or something like that. It was nothing serious.
Did you do that because it felt like the thing to do when you got married?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I felt like that. Like, we were like high school best friends, you know, it's like that whole age old, I married my best friend. It really was. It was a great marriage until it wasn't. And we just kind of went different ways. We're too young to get married and we wished each other well. It wasn't a bad divorce. But I remember we had like a few $100 in there. Just, I think it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
When you get married and you're young, let's have an emergency account together. Then we had our individual ones. But this last marriage was my ex. There ain't no way. My ex was just like Ivan.
Uh-huh.
To where if she had $5, she's spending 10.
Yep.
So I knew. I was like, oh no. When you need money, I'll give you money. I'm going to give you the keys to the locker.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people are wired that way. You know, it doesn't mean anything. Some people, if you, they're on a different philosophy in life. You can't take it with you after you pass away. Mm-hmm. So I respect it.
I just want to play devil's advocate, though. It's a once in a lifetime experience. So is there no celebrity in either one of your lives where, you know, if you had 20 grand in your joint account, and it's that one celebrity?
It's a great question, JD, because I don't know how much they have. Like, say you're a multimillionaire, maybe $20,000 for a once-in-a-lifetime situation isn't crazy.
Yeah.
But he divorced her. Ah, that's a great question, because I don't know why. Is it more of he felt like that was cheating or
I
taking
think so.
The 20?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But if they only have $100,000 saved up and she took out 20, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's a big chunk.
Yeah.
And not him knowing.
Wait, would it matter if it was $500,000 and she took $20,000 out? It's a different question, but I just, you know, I'm trying to play devil's advocate of like, it's a once in a lifetime experience. It's 20 racks.
She should have asked for the experience.
Yeah, I think actually having the conversation with him would be a little different. Maybe he'd still be upset about it, but the fact that he had to get messages from friends while he's working. You know,
let me change my answer. It doesn't matter if they had 10 million or 10,000 in the bank.
Oh, yeah. You double it down.
I agree. Why you divorced her? You got to have that conversation with me. It doesn't matter how much we're worth together as a couple. You can't just take 20,000 to get freaked on by another dude. I don't care if it's Chris Brown. He's just another guy. You have to have the conversation. And I might be like, you know what? Do that. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Or, no, I don't want you to do that. You have to have the conversation.
I don't know, man. She wasn't naked. He wasn't naked.
Yeah, you're lying. He's
it's
trolling.
Very intimate up there.
Oh, no, it very much so is. There's dry humping, and then there's what he did.
Yeah. You got to go get tested. I'm pretty sure
for real.
Somehow you penetrate through the jeans.
Oh, gosh.
She's pregnant with this kid. All right. Going to take your call.
602-805-0101.
So the question is, by the way, the question is, what is your joint account nightmare? Ever put in a situation where it just ended up as a nightmare? Going to take some of your calls up next. All right. Hold on. Morning Mess.